Epidemiologist Chietsa Matchingida from Melbourne has just touched down in Papua New Guinea, where she's advising the COVID-19 contact tracing team.
I work closely with the team, the surveillance team here at the National Command Centre, and essentially work with the people that do the case investigations, receive the list of contacts, and essentially work with teams that will routinely check in on the contacts while they do their 14-day quarantine.
The experienced healthcare worker was working from home for 3 months, which is something she found frustrating.
I watched the outbreak start and peak, and I really wasn't out in the field at that time, so it was very hard to sit on my hands, so to speak. I love the work, it's what I love to do, so I'm very excited to be getting back out into the field.
For Sydney Sider and nurse Abby Peacock-Smith, the decision to go back into the field wasn't so easy.
I think when you go to work in crisis areas or challenged environments or different contexts, you really value that ability of what home is, and you know that home's there, and so whatever happens, you'll be able to go back there really easily. And to, I guess, it's leave Australia when you know that it's not so easy to just jump on a plane like we always have, should the need arise or should you want to be there, then that's a little bit more disconcerting.
PNG only has 11 virus cases so far, but that doesn't mean the country is without its challenges.
The government acted incredibly swiftly and put restrictions in place. And then I think there's a lot of fear that they need to come back again should we start getting larger numbers. And I think that really affects a lot of people, because for many, many people in PNG, they earn their income and support families in quite simple measures, so simple marketing, trading, or small businesses. So when the restrictions were in place, then it really does affect a huge number of people.
Ms. Peacock-Smith says the biggest challenge for healthcare workers in the country is balancing the need for social distancing with culture.
I think it really goes against a lot of the things that are what I would say is kind of the bones of Papua New Guinean culture for centuries. So, you know, it's a culture that really prides itself and is really used to having big family gatherings, large households, big community gatherings, and really strong social bonds. So to ask people to suddenly not do those things has been really difficult for a lot of people here. And it is one of our greatest challenges is, you know, trying to potentially say to people, you know, stay at home and isolate. That concept is an incredibly challenged one when you're talking about communities or talking to people that live in big households, you know, with sometimes up to 12, 14, 20 people and then sometimes more.
Abby Peacock-Smith and Chietsa Matchingida are deployed with funding from the Department of Foreign Affairs. A spokesperson told SBS News $280 million have been redirected from Australia's existing international development program to provide an immediate response to COVID-19. Australia has delivered around 170,000 essential medical supplies to Pacific Island countries, including respirators, surgical masks, thermometers, and testing kits. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.